Praise you, Lord.
Will you turn in your Bibles with me, please, to Isaiah 55? This is kind of right out of the middle of my message, but I want to read it first because I feel impressed to do that. By the way, we welcome our guests this morning. We're glad to have you. I'm going to read 13 verses, so I'm not going to ask you to stand. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader, a commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you, because the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I said, or what I please. And it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorns shall come the cypress tree, instead of the briar shall come the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Pray with me, please. Father, once again, this morning we desire you, Lord. We desire to hear from you. We desire to hear your word, your thoughts, your heart, Lord. Father, I ask now that the Holy Spirit, you'd send the Holy Spirit, declare the thoughts, orchestrate this word this morning. We want to hear from you, not from a man. These people are hungry, Lord. I'm hungry. I want to learn from you this morning. I want to hear what you have to say to us this morning, Lord. And I thank you for the thoughts and the direction you gave me. But once again, I thank you more than that for orchestrating this morning. Touch each heart, feed each heart in Jesus' name so that we'll be changed and not the same as when we came in. For this, we give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. And all who agree, say amen. I want to start with Psalm. There's a lot of scripture here, and I'm going to probably read most of it. And as God directs me, I'm going to bring out some thoughts. The first is Psalms 51, verses 1 through 13. It says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge." That's David crying out. David wasn't a perfect man. David was a man of like passions. We know that by the word. And he needed to constantly go to the Lord and confess confess quickly. And when he did that, God was faithful to forgive him. Amen? Praise the Lord. David was aware that the only person he ever sinned against was God. He did wrong things in the eyes of men, but what the sin was against God, not against men. Amen?
Amen?
We need to remember that. That word transgressions means rebellion. And it's interesting that it means against one another as well as against God. And we know the story of David and Bathsheba and what happened to her husband. So that was not only a sin against God, but it was a sin against, according to the word here, it was more against God, but it was a transgression against Bathsheba and her husband. The word iniquity means perversity, depravity, and guilt. And we all know that without God, that's exactly where we are, right? I mean, just goes without saying. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire the truth, desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Now, I know that every one of us face problems. Probably a lot of us are facing some things right now. Depending on where you are with the Lord, it may look like it's astronomical, it may look like it's overwhelming, or it may just be another annoyance, you know, that we're overcoming. But the one thing that I know is that God has given us a promise, and we're going to look at that promise here shortly. I want to read one more scripture. But in this, in all of this, we know as we look to the Lord that that's where our help is. That's where our safety place is. Amen?
That's right.
Hallelujah?
Yes.
I want to read Colossians 2, 1 through 15. Colossians 2, 1 through 15. Paul is talking. It says, "For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, in their hearts may be that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see what good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving." Now I want to look at those verses for just a couple of seconds here. It says, "As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord." In other words, Jesus, the anointed one with the anointing, who is the Lord. Lord in your life because you say so. Amen. He is Lord, but He's Lord in your life when you say so. And God has endeavored through the many years that we've walked with Him, some of us a few short years, some of us many years, to establish us, to root us and ground us in love, in His Word, in His ways. Amen?
Amen?
Because of that, we're always cognizant of where we are and the things going on around us. "As you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving." The Bible says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Amen?
Amen.
"Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Now, all around us, we have input from negative things, negative people. We face it every day. And sometimes we get a little heavy with that kind of stuff, rather than just casting all of our care on Him, knowing that He cares for us, right? But the point is that we need to make sure that we keep our eyes by the Holy Spirit in our life, because we, and when we call on Him, the Bible says if you desire Him or you ask Him, He'll come. That means every time, you know, no matter what the issue is. And we won't be burdened down with these things. Amen? We won't get our focus off. Now, we all face these things. Like I say, some of us may be going through some things right now. Issues with sickness or disease or calamity or some kind of thing that the enemy is trying to pull your focus away from God. But the one thing that I want you to know this morning, and the main point this morning, is there's a time of refreshing.
Amen.
Not just once in a while, but that time of refreshing comes every time we put our focus on God and get in His Word and in His presence.
Yes.
And we're refreshed. The washing of the water of the Word comes and cleanses those things, pushes those things aside. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's a good place to shout. Hallelujah. We don't have to stay in the mully grubs. Amen?
Amen.
You know? There's two different views of this wonderful rain we're getting. My view is, as I was standing out on my patio or my porch yesterday, looking out at the rain coming down and how green everything was. And the Holy Spirit rose up within me and said, man, times of refreshing. Times of refreshing. You don't have to stay burdened down. Change your focus. That's what you need to do. And you do that by what? The Word. Amen? And being in His presence. Amen? When you do that, see, when we face things in our lives, those things, if we keep our focus on those, become bigger than what we think we can handle. How many know what I'm talking about? But when we put our focus on the Word, have you ever noticed that those things diminish? They shrink and become smaller? There's joy and peace and confidence that comes from that. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go on. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in Him who is the head. Now listen. You are complete in Him who is the head of all principality and power.
That's right.
Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, what was the problem again? What were we worked up about? What were we anxious about? Right here it says, He is the head of all principalities and powers. Doesn't make any difference what that dummy thinks. You know who I'm talking about, with a capital D. Now that can be either devil or dummy, but it's all the same, interchangeable, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. In Him you were also circumcised with a circumcision that made without hands, by putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Buried with Him in baptism, in which you also were raised with Him through faith in the working of God who raised Him from the dead. And being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He has made alive together with Him, having forgiven your trespasses.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sometimes when we get burdened down with things or things start to take our focus away, we start to think, man, you know, whoa, Lord, you know what? But we've been made alive. We've been brought into the resurrection that Jesus experienced, that He went and paid for. Amen? Hallelujah. That was a time of refreshing, was it not? Now listen. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. And He has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. See, every one of us had, past tense, things that were held, that could be held against us. Jesus took it all in obedience to what the Father said. Took it all. Bore it on Himself. And it was nailed to the cross. And now the job we have today is to remember that it was nailed to the cross and remember that we now can walk in freedom and we don't have to be underneath a circumstance, but we can be, as the Word says, above only and not beneath. We can be the head and not the tail. Amen? Hallelujah. Good word, good news. Amen? Good news. He's nailed it to the cross, folks. He's already paid the price. It's a done deal. We have the ability now. What has to happen is the Holy Spirit has to change our focus and our thinking so that we realize we can now, right now, today, I can walk in peace. I can walk in health. I can walk in prosperity because it's already been paid for. It's a matter of getting my attention in the right place. Remember a while back I spoke about sight picture? I'll remind you again, where's your sight picture? Praise the Lord. Now listen carefully. Verse 14, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and it was contrary to us, man. We were facing an imminent sentence. But Jesus stepped in our place.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
Now listen to what verse 15 says. Having disarmed. Now if you're disarmed, you're not a threat anymore, are you?
Right.
Principalities and powers. We just read that He was the head over all principalities and powers, right?
Right.
So if that's the case, then that means He's disarmed principalities and powers and made a public spectacle of them. In other words, He's exposed them and made a mockery of them. Amen?
Right.
Triumphing over them in it.
Amen.
Triumphing over them in it. Amen? Are we more than conquerors?
Yeah.
And are we not told in the Word that the enemy's under His feet?
Right.
Now, if He's the head and we're the body, where are these things? Where are these things?
Under our feet.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So what we need to do is we need to get in the presence of God and let that be stirred up in us by the Holy Spirit, remembering that those things are done away with, they're taken care of. We have the ability to walk in victory and peace, in joy. We have the ability to rejoice and give thanks in everything because those things are not issues anymore. God's got them taken care of. We can stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. God's good. I'm sure glad He's in control, aren't you? Hallelujah. Now what I'm going to read next, we all know. For some of you, it may be a refreshing reminder. But the point is, we need to understand that in all the things we've just talked about, this was the plan of God. This was the will of God. This was the thoughts of God for us. Amen? Jeremiah 29:11 through 14. For I know the thoughts that I have for you, or that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And when you seek me and find me, and when you search for me with all your heart, I will be found of you, says the Lord, and will bring you back from your captivity. Those things that were meant to be snares and to bring captivity to you, He'll bring you back. He'll deliver you. You're already delivered. You just need to walk in that and remember that's not His thoughts or His plan for you. Amen?
That's right.
I will gather you from all the nations where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. Praise the Lord. Now, we already read, or let's turn to Isaiah 51 now. God has, if we'll just take the time to stand back, put our excitement or should I say excited attitudes and thoughts of whatever's before us aside. And bring our excited attitudes and thoughts back into focus and perspective with the Lord and get excited about Him. Then He's going to bring us into a time where the rain's going to come.
Yes.
The rain of blessing. Amen?
That's right.
Hallelujah. Verses 1 through 4. Isaiah 55, 1 through 4. Listen to me, you who follow after righteousness, you who seek the Lord. We all know that's us, right?
Yeah.
Look to the rock. What rock are we talking about?
Jesus.
The rock of our salvation, the sure rock, from which you were hewn, and to the whole, from which you were hewn, and to the whole of the pit from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father and Sarah who bore you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. For the Lord will comfort Zion, he will comfort her waste places, he will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Now it talks about the garden there. We get our focus right and the rain comes. It washes out all the stuff that needs to be washed away. Refreshes and brings new life. Amen.
Right.
And the rain is new life. Yes. It's new life. It's causing things to be more green, is it not?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Times of refreshing. We don't get it when we're focused on things or issues in our life. Whether it's jobs, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, we don't need to name those names. His name's above those names. Amen? They bow their knee to His name. Amen?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. James 5, 7 through 9 and 18 through 20. James 5, 7 through 9 says, therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and the latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. Good advice. Amen? We wait patiently. And we keep our focus on Him. And we praise and worship Him. And then we watch that rain come. Amen?
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Washes away. Water. Water just coming down. I can't remember the last time we had this kind of rain in Denver. Honestly, I can't. Maybe I just don't have a long enough memory. Pray for that. But it's been a while. I really believe it's been a while. So this is wonderful to me. This is wonderful to me. And that's, you know, I mean, God can use things like that. And you know what's cool about it? Is after the rain comes and the sun starts to shine again, your perspective is different. And then to remind you who's really behind it all, you get a rainbow. His promise that He would never again destroy the earth by water. But the water replenishes the earth. Amen. Brings refreshing. Amen. And He reminds us through that bow that He's still here. Through the eons past and the eons to come until this earth ceases to exist as we know it. Amen. Hallelujah. God's good, isn't He? God's good, isn't He?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We've already read Isaiah 55, but I want to go back to it again and just remind you. You don't have to turn there. Oh, I'm sorry. I got a little carried away, didn't I? Okay, sorry. And he prayed again, and the heaven, gave rain, and the earth produced its fruits. Its fruit. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back, Let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Another place in Isaiah, I believe it's 59, it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know who we belong to. We know who we serve. So these things are not issues, or they should not be issues. These things that try to easily beset us. Amen? Psalm 68. Psalm 68. Again, we're going to go 1 through 10. First 1 through 7. Key verses are 8 and 9. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him, as smoke is driven away. So drive them away, as wax melts before the fire. So let the wicked perish at the presence of God. And let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Let them rejoice exceedingly. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. By his name, Yah. And rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless. A defender of the widows.
That's right.
That resembles me. How about you? That'd be a good place to say, that's me.
Yeah.
Is God in his holy habitation? Of course he is. God sets the solitary in families and brings out those who are bound into prosperity. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Amen? God has requirements. And he's very clear, and we're not going to go into that today, but he's very clear what he says about rebellion. Amen? You're headed for a big fall if you get rebellion in your life. It says when you're rebellious, you dwell on a dry land. Oh God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, Selah, and then 8 and 9, the earth shook. The heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You, O God, sent a plentiful rain, whereby you confirmed your inheritance when it was weary. Rain. Rains of refreshing. Hallelujah. He's in control.
That's right.
If we let him be in control. If we're in control, I guarantee you, and you all know this, everything we touch turns to mush. You know? Turns to mush. But when he's in control and we look to him, he restores, refreshes, renews. Amen? Part of that is when we cry out for forgiveness, as we read earlier about David. Repenting quickly. Asking for him for forgiveness. Saying, Lord, whatever it is, whether it's repentance or whether it's just something you need to put in his hands, casting your care on him. Amen? And the rains come. Verse 10 says, your congregation dwelt in it. You, O God, provided from the goodness, from your goodness for the poor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Times of refreshing. The former and latter rain. We have promises about the former and latter rain. And you know the rains we've had in the past aren't going to be helpful at this time in our lives. Right? They're past. We need rain now. Amen? We need the rain of His presence. We need the rain of His Spirit.
Amen?
The times of refreshing now. For a reminder. To keep our focus in the right place. And remind us that He's in control. And that there's not one thing in our life that He's not concerned about. According to Jeremiah 29. Amen?
That's right.
Hallelujah. Psalm 147, 1 through 9. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted, and binds up their wounds, and counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. He calls them all by name. Great is our God, and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds and prepares rain for the earth, who makes the grass grow in the mountains, on the mountains. He gives to the beast its food and to the young ravens that cry. The answer's in Him, right? Amen? The answer's in Him. We need to enjoy. Amen? Turn our thoughts and our focus towards the rains and the blessing of God. And understand that whatever is coming against us, if anything, or if there's something where you just can't, you kind of feel like, God, where are you? Then you need to look to the heavens, like the Scripture says, or look to the hills from whence comes your help.
Right.
Your help comes from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Let that water, that reassurance, that reassuring water just wash over you. Bring new life. Cause the brightness to come back. Amen? Like the greenery and the trees and the grass because of this water. This is not a long message, but I'm enjoying it. Because I'm hearing it for the first time too, folks. Like I said, He gave me the Scriptures. And that's why we prayed this morning. Why I prayed that, God, You put it together by the Holy Spirit. Acts 3:19 through 21. Acts 3:19 through 21. Here's the key to bringing times of refreshing in your life. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We sing a song about that, don't we? Times of refreshing coming from the Lord. And that He may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before,
right,
whom the heavens must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all His holy prophets since the world began. Repent. It may not be something heavy in your life. It may not be something standing out there that's just beating you down. It may be just some little thing where you got your focus a little off. You forgot that, you know, exactly about all the joy and the knowledge, the good things that He has in mind for you. Times of refreshing when we repent of those things even. What does that mean? What does that mean? Just say, Lord, You know, forgive me for getting my focus off. That's simple.
Right.
I repent. I turn from that. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. How many want times of refreshing in your life today?
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. How many need times of refreshing in your life today? Hallelujah. It's too easy to be carried away with the issues of life. It's too easy to get our focus off, even in good things. This is a blessing. The rain, it's a blessing. It's taking out the fire danger. It's renewing life. Amen. Bringing new life. Amen. Hallelujah. God's good. God's good. Amen? Hallelujah. Don't let circumstances. Don't let the enemy, and in a lot of cases, minor things. You know, the big things that doesn't seem to affect us, it's the little things that seem to just drag us off just right away. Right? I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, don't look at me like that. You know I'm telling the truth. You know it's the truth. We've got it so good in this country. We've got it so good. Sometimes, kind of, get things all mixed up and reversed. This is a blessing. He's a blessing. What would happen if we just purposed in our hearts when things begin to come our way that either we don't understand or we're a little uncomfortable with? We start to get our focus where automatically we start to think, God's about to do something. Amen? He's about to show Himself strong in my behalf. Whether it's small or big, it's important to Him because you're important to Him. He designed you. He designed you. He knew you from before the foundations of the earth. He has every hair on your head numbered. Because we know Him, His name is tattooed on our forehead. And we're tattooed in the palm of His hand. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. That's why the Scripture says, and it's a good thing to do, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Rejoice. Wednesday night, we read a Scripture that talked about God joying over us, or rejoicing over us, dancing over us with joy. Oh, we ought to be right there dancing with Him. Amen. Over Him. Amen. We sing the song. It says, turn your eyes on Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of this earth, isn't it amazing? They grow strangely dim in the light of what? His glory and grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise You, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Former and the latter rain. I'm reminded also of what God says about the years that the cankerworm and the locust have eaten, have destroyed, have robbed from you and me. And His promise is our latter days will be greater than our former days. Amen? Hallelujah. Where's the negative in this, folks? What was I thinking? What were you thinking? There's no negative in this. God's got it under control. Times are refreshing. He says He reigns on the just and the unjust. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Lord. Sometimes it just takes just a small attitude adjustment, doesn't it? Hallelujah. Just a small attitude adjustment. Hallelujah. It's promised. What the enemy means for harm, he turns to good, right?
My God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He promises that 1,000 will fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it won't come nigh us. We have an inheritance. And the inheritance isn't in the negative or in things of calamity or turmoil. Inheritance is peace, righteousness, justice, justification, prosperity, soul prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Where's the downside? I can't find it. What was I thinking? Praise the Lord. My prayer this morning is that this was encouraging to you. That's what it was meant to do. I'm encouraged this morning. I'm encouraged. I'm blessed. All the things that just, the weights and things that were trying to get on me, are just, they just washed away. They just washed away. I'm at peace. I'm at peace this morning. Praise the Lord. God's in control. He's there. He knows all about what's going on in your life because He's a good Father. Amen? And He knows what you have need of even before you ask. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All we need to do is honor Him. And His response is, He will honor us. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. If you need prayer this morning, if you need agreement about anything, say, there's this one thing and it's just hanging on and I can't seem to get free. Let us pray for you this morning. There are folks here who would love to pray for you. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray for Marie. We're also going to pray for Marion. Praise the Lord. How many know that the enemy's job is to steal and kill and destroy? And those are characteristics, but they're not the characteristics of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I was sharing just after practice this morning with the praise and worship team about my ex-wife, Joanna, my kids' mom, and how now that it appears the problem has been taken out of the way, or part of the problem anyway, the problem that was right in front of the face, that there's a pull towards a direction to seek healing. I don't care how it comes. That's God's business. It doesn't make any difference what my opinion is. I'm going to operate in God's opinion. And I'm not going to second guess Him. Be ready. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. God can use other than what we think is the normal channel of operation or restoration or healing, can He? So since January now, for those of you who know the background, she's been going to counseling. Psychiatric, psychology, I don't know. Doesn't make any difference. But there's a relationship being restored between them, the kids' mother and them. And our whole purpose, our whole desire was not for her destruction, but for her healing, meaning salvation. Amen? And when that gets taken care of, the rest will follow suit. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen? So it doesn't make any difference whether it's an emotional or mental malady. It doesn't make any difference if it's a physical malady. It's an attack of the enemy. But God can use it to build your faith, for a testimony for the kingdom, to draw others in because they see the hand of God. Another good opportunity to anticipate the inevitable supernatural intervention of God. One of the hardest things I ever struggled with is that God had those kind of good thoughts for me. Look out, I'm getting free. And I'm realizing that's for me. Amen? More and more, I'm getting free every day. God is no respecter of persons. And He doesn't pick and choose. The only requirement is operate in faith. Look to Him. Amen? Acknowledge Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. ladies want to gather around Marie. And then Marion, praise the Lord. Somebody feels led to pray, please go ahead and pray. Praise you, Lord. For those who don't know, Marie's going in this week to get a problem put there for her harm. But God's going to turn it for His good. Amen. He already is. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I remember the Scripture saying that your youth is renewed. Your youth is renewed. So I will agree with that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You are in control. It doesn't make any difference what we see. But we have knowledge, wisdom from you, Lord. And the assurance from you, Lord, that you are in control. Right now, I lift up Marie, Lord. I thank you for this precious life. For the blessing she is to your kingdom, Lord, to the people of this fellowship. We thank you for setting her and Harry in this place. We thank you for the contribution they've made here, for their faithfulness, Lord. Now, Lord, we look to you and your faithfulness, Lord. We thank you for the work that's already been done, Lord. Jesus, you've already taken the bruises and stripes. Now, Lord, as you see fit, we thank you for restoration, healing, time of refreshing, Lord, youth being renewed. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, that this attack, whatever it is, we know what it is, you know what it is, but it's not bigger than your name. Your name's above the name. That's what we look to right now. And we acknowledge, and our faith and trust is in you, Lord. Marie's going to come back renewed, her youth renewed, restored. Yes. 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 Amen. Yes. Praise you, Lord. Your Bible says we're not to suffer any loss. And that's not just talking about monetary or worldly possessions. That's our faculties also. Amen? I can't get away from it. Just the Scripture, I mean, the Word just keeps ringing in my ears. Youth is renewed. Youth is renewed. Father, in Jesus' name, I send your word to Marion now. I thank you that her youth is renewed, that her mind is clear. Her thoughts are declared by you. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence in her life. We call on you. Fill her. Fill her now, Lord. Renew her capacities for as long, Lord, as she reigns on this and lives on this earth. Yeah, that's a good word, reigns on this earth. In Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you. We command these things that attack her to be put down and under our feet. They are under our feet. We thank you for that. Youth is renewed. Free. Whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. Thank you, Lord. She's free. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that all of the things that have been sent to bring turmoil to Richard, Lord, you're putting to rest. That you're revealing the help and causing to be exposed and bringing the help that Richard needs to resolve all these issues, Lord, so that he can be free in you. He's free now, Lord. You've sent the answers. And now, Lord, you're going to guide him to exactly the right person with the right answer that's going to be able to take care of this quickly, not have it linger, not have it hang on, but dealt with and cut off swiftly. Free indeed. Free indeed. Once and for all. In Jesus' name. And we give you glory, honor, and praise, and thanksgiving, Father, for what you're accomplishing in this place today and what you've accomplished in our lives. Hallelujah. My great salvation, so rich and free. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Amen. I agree. We agree. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, you're the great physician. You designed us. And Lord, you see and you know. It doesn't make a difference what this is about, Lord. We know it's an attack from the enemy. We know it's a lie. So we cast down that lie right now, and we thank you, Lord, for touching. We thank you, Lord, for touching Deborah. Touching her, Lord, right now. It's already paid for. We receive it now in Jesus' name. We receive it now in Jesus' name. The torment from the thoughts that the enemy tries to bring in is put down right now. It's destroyed. It's put behind us. It's under our feet, under Deborah's feet. Because she is part of your body, Lord. We thank you for it. We thank you for it, not for her sake, Lord, but for the kingdom's sake. For your kingdom, Lord. So you'll get honor and glory. You'll be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' name. We thank you and praise you. Father, now, take this word, your word, seal it in our hearts, Lord. I thank you for the growth for the freedom, for the peace, as a result of Your presence here this morning. Thank You, Lord, for You being here, hiding me. Thank You for the outcome and the victory that we're going to see as a result of Your Word and Your presence here today in every heart and life. We thank You, Lord. We praise You. We give You honor and glory. In Jesus' name, we now release Your people with blessings, Lord. Protection. A blessed week, Lord. And times of refreshing. In Jesus' name.